dear, the one who stole my heart. I'm writing this with you stuck in my head. I know it's been years since we last spoke, but I can't get you off my mind. The last time I saw you, you were just as breathtaking as the first time we met. You had shot up a couple of inches, you had your hair down rather than pulled back, and your eyes sparkled so brightly. It was like a light had turned on in you. When I hugged you, your scent was so intoxicating. I almost couldn't let go of you because you just smelled so good. And your smile, oh, that sweet, beautiful smile that I never got out of my head. Something about that day took me back to when I had you. It took me back to the time when I first said those words to you, when I had leaned into you and whispered in your ear, I love you. And when you looked at me with tears in your eyes and you said it back to me, I don't think I ever hugged you so hard in my life after hearing you say that. Remember when I first met your parents and how nervous I was? I believe the first words I said to your mom was, it's finally to be nice in your house. Oh man, I was incredibly nervous. I mixed up my words pretty badly. Thankfully, I didn't leave a bad impression on them and they had welcomed me back. Do you remember our first night in bed together? When we just cuddled up close to each other and it felt so nice and warm to be in each other's arms. We whispered sweet nothings to each other until we both drifted off to sleep. Want to know a secret? I stayed up a few extra minutes until I knew you were asleep. You looked so beautiful, so peaceful, and the way the moonlight hit your face so perfectly while you were laying down next to me, oh, beyond words. When you woke up, I made you your favorite breakfast, strawberry banana pancakes with extra crispy bacon. But then I burned the bacon. But you ate those pancakes, and I could tell you enjoyed every single bite that you took. I also remember the day you left me. I begged for you not to leave me, but you had to because you were moving for your job. I wanted to go with you. But then you broke my heart and said you had fallen in love with someone else and you wanted to be with them. Do you even know how that devastated the person you built in me? You fixed a person who was badly broken, who everyone had given up on. You took a chance with me, made me fall in love with you, and then just ripped my heart out of my chest and left me like I was nothing to you. And maybe you saw me that way because it was the only way for you to cope with what you had done to me. Either way, you were so cruel to do that to me because I would not even think about doing that to the one person I loved, the person I truly loved and saw a future with. Remember that talk about our future? You were at the beach and listened to the waves crashing up to shore, the sun going down after a long day. You looked at me and asked me if I would ever marry you. And without a doubt, I said yes, because my only wish was to make you my forever partner, the one I would start a family with, the one I would move to Florida with when we retire, the one I would grow old with. Now, that dream is only a fantasy that resides in my head. I cry every night, knowing that it will never come true because he chose to leave me for someone else who I only hope is treating you how you deserve to be treated. I hope every morning when you wake up that they're right next to you with a smile on their face and give you a kiss on the lips. I hope that they will make you your favorite breakfast or whatever you're craving for that day, and that it's the most delicious meal ever. I hope that any night you two have a disagreement, that they apologize to you and make up for it with either a hug or a kiss. And if I ever find out that they aren't treating you that way and they're hurting you, I wouldn't hesitate to find them and hurt them because you deserve only the best. This letter must be going on long enough, but I had to make it very clear to you how much you meant to me and always will mean to me, no matter what. Tomorrow, I'm walking down the aisle with someone else. Someone who I only love half as much as I love you. And they aren't you. And I can't help but just see your face every time I look at them. They don't have that warmth, that smile, that sparkle in their eyes like you do. But they love me. And I just hope that they don't leave me like you left me. I wish I could walk away from them. But that would be cruel. And even if I did, that wouldn't mean I get to have you back because someone else has already claimed your heart. Goodbye. I love you. And you will always be in my heart. Love. Your one true love. Or so I thought.